Orange County.
I had no idea that was your husband.
To New Jersey.
I never expected this.
Toughen up, toughen up.
Get behind the scenes and relive the drama.
Don't talk to him. He's a little twerp.
All of this is unimportant to me.
With exclusive interviews and celebrity guests.
Let me tell you something right now.
This is Getting Real with the Housewives.
Hey guys, Christina Garibaldi here with Us Weekly executive producer Mandy DeCamp. And welcome to Getting Real with the Housewives. Hey Mandy, how are you?
Good. I just finished watching OC from this week. It's a good one.
It is. I'm excited that it's back. And
Heather's
back, and we talked to her all about it. And so we're going to get to that in a little bit. But before we get to all that, we have some fan comments that we wanted to read from last week's show. So Mandy, you want to kick us off?
All right. So you guys were mad about Kathy last week as well. Mariana Harris said, Kathy looks like she's sleepwalking. Immobile face, no energy, and deadpan delivery that people are lauding as humor. I don't understand the appeal.
Yikes.
Oh, yikes. So I don't know. We talked about it last week. I still don't think she signed anything with Bravo for next season. We also talked to Nikki Hilton, which we'll get to later on. But yeah, a lot of people in the comments, you weren't too fond about having Kathy back.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. Amy Reckless said, I think Kathy can go other than marrying someone with money and her daughter. What has she done? Nothing. Yikes.
I know. I didn't realize. I thought everyone loved Kathy so much. So that was surprising to me.
I thought so too. And hopefully she comes back. I mean, I enjoyed watching Kathy this season, but I do agree that I feel like if she does come back, she has to show us a little bit more of her personal life, which we did touch on in last week's episode. So we'll have to wait and see.
We'll see.
All right, let's get into some Housewives news because there was a lot going on.
All right, so the first trailer for season 4 of The Real Housewives of Miami debuted on Tuesday, and there's no question that new episodes will be full of shocking moments. So did you watch Miami Housewives when it was on?
I didn't. Did you?
I didn't either. Yeah. So I'm a little bit lost. I feel like I need to go back and watch the first 3 seasons. The first 3 seasons premiered in 2011 on Bravo. Okay. This is going to be on Peacock. So what do you think about Peacock? Do you think that it's like people are going to subscribe to it
I loved, you know, the Ultimate Girls Trip, but I kept forgetting that's like, oh, it's on Peacock. I need to go back and watch it on there. Like, I need to like a set time, set place on Bravo. And I just feel like they're going to lose some viewers going over there. I just feel like it's not going to be as, we're not going to talk about it as much.
I agree. I'm curious what you guys all think. Tell us in the comments whether or not you subscribe to Peacock or if you plan to watch Miami. Miami wouldn't do it for me. I'd need a few shows on there. I guess The Girls Trip.
Right. The Girls Trip, Miami. But like you said, too, I feel like it's been so long since Miami was on that so many people either didn't watch it or forgot about it. I mean, watching the trailer, I'm definitely like into it. It seems like it's really good. I mean, obviously, Larsa Pippen is a big name. So people are going to be interested to see if she spills any tea on the falling out with Kim Kardashian and things like that. But yeah, other than that, I don't really know anybody's story, but it looks good.
Yeah, so the video begins with Marisol Patton asking her fellow housewives who in the group they trust the least. Newbie Dr. Nicole Martin suggested that Marisol shared first since she posed the question, and she actually said that she trusted Nicole the least. So that was interesting. Uh-huh. We also see that Larsa Pippen, some of them are accusing her of using her OnlyFans for something shadier than she claims. That's very interesting. Finally, we see Julia Lemigova. She's another new housewife. She'll be the first LGBTQIA+ housewife in the franchise's history. She's a Russian native, and she's married to tennis great Martina Navratilova. Sorry, I did not say that right, probably. She makes an appearance in the trailer as well. And then, of course, we know that Bronwyn has identified as a lesbian, but that was not while she was on the series. So this is the first official. Mm-hmm. We'll see. It begins streaming on Peacock Thursday, December 16th.
Yeah. I mean, I'll definitely take a view and see if I'm like into it. I mean, the trailer was pretty compelling and pretty interesting, but like you said, I'm not really invested in their story, so I don't really know too much about it, but we'll have to wait and see.
Okay.
All right. Well, Lisa Rinna teamed up with her youngest daughter, Amelia Gray Hamlin, for a sexy photo shoot in celebration of their Rinna Beauty collection. Amelia shared, "When my mom asked me to create a color that described me, I was so excited. Growing up, my first memories are of raiding my mom's lipstick drawer and trying every single color on." Now, the model who posed alongside her mom, who is 58. I mean, I cannot believe Lisa Rinna is 58 years old. She looks like she's 25. They posed on motorcycles in the promo video and images from her new lip kit, which includes a lipstick, lip liner, and lip gloss, gushed over her love of makeup and how it bonded her with Lisa. She continued saying, "I did this like it was a sport. I love trying on all the different colors. This project was really close to my heart. Being able to create the perfect color and have it come to light and watch it grow has been so much fun." Now, Amelia is the youngest of Lisa and Harry Hamlin's two daughters. She thanked her mom and the Rinna Beauty team for allowing me to use my creativity in this space. She also gave photographer Greg Swalls and stylist Jordan Marks Bevenito a shout out for making all of our 90s greaser dreams come true. So much fun. It must be like so much fun to like work with your mom like that and, you know, just try on lipstick and just be fabulous and beautiful.
All these celebrities have lip kits. What's up with that? I never wear lipstick. Maybe I should.
I never like just like when sometimes when I remember to put them on, put it on for Zoom, but that's like it. And I've had the same three colors for like 10 years. They're probably like all expired and gross by now. But yeah, no, it seems like they have a lot of fun. And she's Lisa seems like she has a really good relationship with her daughters.
It does. And Harry, speaking of, Harry does too. And he actually recently opened up about Amelia's past relationship with Scott Disick. So he was on Watch What Happens Live this week. And when asked about their relationship, he said, "Look, Amelia's doing great. She's living in New York and she's having the time of her life solo. I have no idea about the breakup. I didn't pull the curtain. I have no idea what exactly happened there. I'm just glad that she is solo, put it that way." So he and Lisa have been candid about the thoughts about this relationship in the past. After the pair sparked romance rumors in October 2020, Rinna expressed her concerns to Erica Jane at the time, saying, "It's a what the F moment. You're like, what the F? She's 19. He's 37 with three kids. We're thinking it's a phase, right? It's a phase. I don't want to bring attention to it." Harry also noted that he found the relationship odd, but he wasn't sure he could weigh in due to his previous marriage. So if you remember, he was married to someone much older, he had said at the time. "But then again, every time I think of it, I think of myself and my ex-wife, Ursula Andress. I was 14 years younger than she was when we had our son Dimitri, so I really can't complain, right?" Can't really. So true. So yeah, he can't really, he can't say much.
No, you can't say much, but I guess it's a good parenting like way to go though. Like you just kind of let it phase out and like hopefully she'll make the right decision and kind of wake up one day and be like, "Oh, I'm dating somebody much older, has three kids, is kind of like in a totally different phase of their life." Yeah. But it seems like she's moved on and she's thriving.
She's thriving.
Yes, totally. All right, now it is time for our real talk. And we recently caught up with Nikki Hilton, who revealed why she got emotional when her mom, Kathy, said she was going to be on The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. Take a look.
I got to talk a little bit about your mom on Housewives. Is it true that you cried the first time that you heard she was going to do the show?
Yes.
What sparked that?
Because she totally did it behind our backs. And we read about it in the press. And I watch the show and I know those type of shows thrive on drama. And I just didn't want my mom partaking in any of it.
Yeah.
And she didn't.
She didn't. She really didn't. She did a good job of it. Would you like to see her go back for another season?
We'll see. I don't know. What she's planning. She's still recovering from the wedding planning. So we all are.
Totally. Do you think we'll ever see your dad make an appearance on this show or on Housewives?
I don't know. I mean, I would imagine he's in the middle of the wedding scene. He walks down the aisle with her.
He doesn't like to be a part of the reality world, though.
No, he's more focused on his business. He's not interested in any of that.
I mean, I get it. Like Nikki, like they've all been pretty private besides Paris about their personal life for, you know, for quite some time.
Yeah. Yeah. I also tried to get it out of her why the dad doesn't do the show. She just basically said he's just not into that. He's got other things to do, which fine.
I mean, give us something.
Yeah.
I wonder if Nikki would make an appearance on the show next season or Paris.
Yeah, I would love that. They're doing their Peacock show too. So they have the show Paris in Love, which is great. I watched the first four episodes. Also another reason to get Peacock, maybe. Yes. So I feel like they're probably going to keep their stuff more on that show and just Kathy on Housewives, but we'll see.
Totally.
So we also caught up with Heather Dubrow, and she revealed why she decided to return to the OC.
I'm sure you got this question so much, but why was now the perfect time to come back? And was there a lot of convincing?
It's the best question, because why would you? but truthfully, I think a lot of it stems from my daughter, Max. I think that when she came out as bisexual a few years ago, and the flood of, you know, support and comments and all of that, and the conversations we've been having, you know, on my podcast and just in our family over the last few years has really been, you know, how can we reach more families? How can we, you know, show our version of a normal functioning family and maybe help some more people? And so when they came back to me to ask if I'd come back to the show, I laughed. And then, I thought about it and we talked about it as a family. And honestly, it seemed like an interesting opportunity to do just that.
Yeah. Was Terry excited to get back onto Housewives?
No, not at all. I'm sure he's still not. I think, you know, when I first talked to Andy Cohen about coming back, I said, when I first made the decision, I should say, mm-hmm. I said, I'm excited. And he goes, yeah, it's exciting. He goes, and it'll be annoying. And it'll be, and he gave like 7 other adjectives, which I thought were so funny. And it's true. And it's all of that. And it's not an easy show to do. It's very difficult. I'm much happier when someone hands me a script, mm-hmm. and, you know, turns on the lights and does the hair and makeup, and, you know, you're not accountable for everything that comes out of your mouth.
Were you happy with, like, now that the filming is done, are you happy with the decision that you made?
I would say this. I think there was so much good mm-hmm. in the season. First of all, it's a fantastic season.
Yeah.
I mean, it really is. It delivers. It has all of the drama, amazing personal stories. It's a very transitional mm-hmm. season, I would say, which is what everyone was looking for, and definitely brings back that inspirational, aspirational lifestyle that I think people were wanting mm-hmm. and, you know, definitely investing in some new people and reinvesting in some other people. You know, that they haven't been invested in a while. I think all of that is really, really good.
Yeah.
Am I glad I did it? I think that from a personal story and from my family, I think we told some very compelling stories that I hope resonate mm-hmm. with other families and other parents out there. And from a personal standpoint, I made some new friends mm-hmm. and, reacquainted with some old ones, and it's a journey. I don't know. Maybe ask me again after the reunion.
It seems like there really wasn't much convincing. She kind of, I feel like I tried to get it out of her. If not having Kelly Dodd on the show was the reason why she came back, she kind of danced around it, but it feels like that might be one of the reasons why she decided to make a return.
Yeah. Yeah. So let's get into last night's Orange County, since we're on the subject of Heather. Do you think she deserved this crazy intro to the show?
I mean, it was kind of like, oh my God, like the gods have returned. Yeah. to the OC. I mean, I loved seeing her home. I mean, one of the most spectacular homes I've ever seen.
And she said 22,000 square feet, right?
Something along those lines.
I can't. Like, that's the biggest house I've ever seen.
Yeah. It's out of control. I mean, Terry and Heather are both doing something right, clearly.
Yeah. So what did you think about this lawsuit that came up, that apparently Nicole had sued Terry in the past, but Heather didn't realize that?
It was so weird. Like, why didn't Shannon just tell her? I mean, she was kind of just making something out of nothing. And I asked Heather, and Heather was like, yeah, if she just came to me, this wouldn't have been a big deal, but it kind of like snowballed. And now we see at the end of the episode that this huge fight happens. And you know, I don't know why Gina felt the need to get involved. I mean, yes, we need drama, so that's why, but it just seemed like an unnecessary thing to happen, I guess.
Yeah, I just find it a little hard to believe that Heather didn't realize it was the same person.
Yeah.
So that was a little odd to me. I felt like she's got to know, right? But maybe not, because the preview for next week looks like something, like it must have come as a shock or something.
Yeah, something happens. I mean, and I think this kind of sets the tone for where Heather and Shannon kind of go, because Heather said that, you know, her and Shannon's relationship kind of goes off the rails this season. So, you know, while Shannon was happy to have Heather back, it doesn't really seem like probably Heather was in her corner this entire season.
Yeah. Yeah. Agreed. What about the new Trace Amigas? Are you a fan?
Something tells me this is not going to last very long either.
I don't think any, I mean, no offense to Shannon, but her friendship seems to come and go.
Yes. I feel like this is a one and done type of thing.
Yeah.
It felt awkward to me. Their whole lunch and everything about them kind of feels a little forced. Like Shannon really doesn't know like where to kind of turn to. I think she kind of maybe feels like very alone this season because she doesn't have Kelly, who she said that she was sad wasn't asked back on the show. So that seemed to be like her only ally. And now she's just kind of walking in blind to all this.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know.
And Gina, we saw that she got emotional about her ex again. I can't believe this is still going on. I feel bad for her, but it's sad.
It's seriously, it's like the never ending saga because like, you know, things were really bad between them. And then it seems like, you know, things were getting back on track, but she still had this whole like legal issue with him. So she kind of had to follow that through. We're going to speak to her next week. So hopefully we'll get an update on that and where they stand. So we'll definitely bring that to you guys next week, but yeah, it's definitely a sad situation.
But I'm so happy she's still with her boyfriend.
Yes, yes. Yeah, even though they're like the modern day Brady Bunch with all these kids.
Yeah, I'm into it.
So are you excited about this season though?
I am actually. The first episode was all right, I thought, but I think that the preview for next week made it like, I'm like, I need to watch it immediately.
Yes.
You know, so that was exciting to me. How about you?
So excited. I am. I'm really excited about this season. I think having Heather back will be a good addition. But yeah, I'm interested to see how kind of Shannon fits into all of this season.
Yeah, definitely.
Wait and see. All right, well, let's get to our social spotlight of the week where we discuss which housewife caught our attention on social media. Mandy, who caught your eye this week?
Caroline Manzo for a throwback. She posted this adorable photo of her granddaughter and she was doing a photo shoot probably for Christmas or the holidays. And she wrote her granddaughter's tagline, which is, "I used to wear diapers. Now I handle my own."
I love that. That's great. That's awesome.
What about you?
Mine went to Nicki Minaj this week, who posted some behind the scenes videos from her time hosting or guest hosting the Real Housewives of Potomac reunion. I know we didn't talk about Potomac that much this time because we were like mid-season when we started the show, but it seemed like Nicki had such a great time. She asked the tough questions and the girls answered and delivered. So another good season of Potomac wraps up with a guest appearance by Nicki Minaj.
I love it. That's awesome.
Love so much.
I love having a celebrity guest host too.
Me too. I wonder if they'll do that more now. I like it. I don't know how I don't know how Andy feels about giving up his hosting duties.
Yeah.
As a fan, it's cool to see.
Definitely.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's it for this week's episode of Getting Real with the Housewives. Mandy, thanks so much for running down all things Housewives with me, as always.
Thank you, Christina.
All right. Keep commenting, keep subscribing, and we'll see you guys next week. Bye.